Amphibian, actually. Lives on land and in water. But it'll leap, it hops.
Frogs?
Yeah.
Toads?
Yeah. Is there a difference between those, a toad and a frog?
Well, sure. Toads causes warts.
Okay.
One lives in the water and the other one don't. The toad lives on land and the frog lives in the water.
Okay. Do you have a name for the little tiny frogs?
Tadpoles.
How about once they're mature, but they're just smaller than your regular size frog? I was wondering if you had it like a tree frog or a spring frog, anything like that.
And you just don't see frogs like you used to. We used to go out here in a meadow or spring meadow that had springs in it and catch frogs, and you just don't see them anymore. I don't know whether it's just people.
Our main gripe is that we don't have bullfrogs here.
Well, I was going to ask, the next thing I was going to ask you, how about bullfrogs?
No bullfrogs.
Okay.
They do down on lower, but up this high they don't.
Now, what is a bullfrog?
Big frog, isn't it? I don't know. I've never seen one.
Okay. So just a frog that's bigger. Is that?
Okay. He has.
Yeah, I've seen them. We used to gig them all the time, man. Eat the legs. Oh, good.
Those frog legs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And what? Any other types of reptiles, lizards? Do you have any kind of lizards? Just too cold?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have the little lizards that run around here, but they don't.
I haven't seen any.
Oh, they're up in the hills here, honey. You see them.
Oh, okay.
Now, earlier we were talking about castration, and sometimes when they castrate a calf, in the old days they'd cook those castrated parts up. What do they
fries.
Call it? Yeah. What do they call it?
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Okay.
Or fries.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Calf fries, yeah.
Call it what?
Calf fries.
Cat fries?
Calf.
Calf fries.
Yeah.
Okay. Do people around here still do that, or is you don't see much of that anymore?
Well, they do it differently nowadays. They have a rubber they put on them, usually right after they're born or shortly after. And there's a few of the old timers that still do, but. Boy, that was my dad's favorite food.
Really? Did you like that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you enjoy it? Yeah. They're pretty good.
Yeah, we eat them any time we can get them.
I'm just going to have to send y'all some hogs heads and stuff out here.
we were raised back then.
Yeah. How about, I just wondered if you've ever eaten any seafood or if you have a favorite seafood.
Oh, sure.
What do you like?
Shrimp.
Okay.
Lobster.
Okay.
Anything we can get.
Okay.
There was a guy that came here, two or three, that came from down around in Florida, and he come up with a truck and would bring shrimp and lobster and stuff like that.
All the way from Florida?
Yeah.
Really?
He's got a refrigerated truck.
Sounds like it'd get a little old between here and Florida, wouldn't it? All right.
Yeah, we like anything like that.
Yeah. They're good, aren't they? That's,
don't get enough of it.
Any fish, snook in the ocean is, oh boy, that's good fish.
Yeah.
Used to go out on the bridges down on the Keys in the wintertime, get those snook. Oh, they're delicious.
Yeah.
We ate a lot of salmon. We went up to Alaska and canned a bunch of salmon.
Oh, really?
We had about 300 or 400 pints under the house.
Still eating it, or have you?
You bet.
Still eating it.
We're kind of rationing it out.
Give some of it away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to ask you some about weather in this area. Now, in the morning when you get up and you walk outside and you can't see the mountains, you can hardly see across the road there. That what do you call that?
We call it fog, but it doesn't happen very often.
Doesn't happen very often. Okay. And the white things up in the sky are called
clouds.
Okay. Now. Could you tell me what kind of summer storms you have in this area? What kind of storms you might have, types that you might have come through?
Thunderstorms.
Okay. You ever get any bad winds?